Tony Moore, Executive Director, Gathering Place in Tulsa. It's been quite the year. First of all, let me just start by congratulating you on today being 2 years since Gathering Place opened. I remember it like it was yesterday. It's kind of hard to believe it's been 2 years, but I'll just give you a moment to sort of reflect on those 2 years and what it's been like for you. I know you were a transplant to Tulsa, but for a big project, and it's been a fun one.
Indeed it has, Skylar. And boy, they say time flies when you're having fun. So we must all be having a ball because those 2 years just went by so fast, so fast. But you're so right. What a 2 years it has been. Gathering Place opened. We knew we had a great product, but didn't quite comprehend the recognition and the accolades would have gotten internationally, being recognized by USA Today as number one park in the U.S., being recognized by Time Magazine and what's the most exciting, excellent places to visit, and also being recognized by National Geographic as one of the top 12 mind-bending parks in the world right here in Tulsa. And so I tell you, though, great, you know, the product was well-received by our community. We had an awesome time with our events, but we've also had some significant events. You know, no one told us about the flood, you know, that the 100-year flood would happen our first year. And then now, you know, coping and dealing with COVID, certainly unprecedented activities also within our first 2 years.
Yeah, that's my next question. I was going to ask you about that. Quite a bit of adversity, and on top of all of the exciting things, it's been a rough time. So as you look ahead to the next several years, and hopefully we'll see an end to this current situation soon, but how do you see things going in the future? What do you think you'll have to change, or what have you changed?
Well, COVID has certainly changed the hospitality business, hopefully not for the long term, but when you're in the business of gathering people together in large numbers, and being introduced to social distancing completely contrary to your product and what you do in bringing people together. And so, yeah, you know, we had to take a while to understand what it meant and how to be not just compliant, but in the best interest of public safety. We had a responsibility along with all the Tulsa area attractions. And how do we, continue to be a place for folks and still be compliant? And so, I think going forward, no one knows. I wish we had a crystal ball that said there's going to be a vaccine and this thing's going to go away in the next 6 months. Probably unlikely. But I'll tell you, Skylar, we remain hopeful. We remain hopeful for a time. There is a function that your hospitality attractions, your zoos, your aquariums, your museums provide for Tulsans, for people just to get out, just to engage, just to have fun. And so it's an important function. And we're looking at the Gathering Place at our programming moving forward for 2021 and for the rest of the year and how we can continue to provide compelling programming in a manner that's executed with social distancing. So we're reinventing the business a little bit and finding ways. We're using the term linear experiences that you experience by walking and not by gathering. And so we're retooling, hopefully for the short term and not for permanency.
Yeah, you'll have to get inventive there. And I didn't even put it together until you started that sentence that in your name is gathering, and then now everyone's encouraged not to do so. So that's kind of a tough
sure.
position to be in.
Man, it really is. It really is. But people need people. People need spaces. The donors and the community of Tulsa gave to make the Gathering Place a reality. Now, as we get just outside our second year, we have to find ways to ensure that Tulsans continue to come, but do so safely.
So let's talk about something else, and let's go ahead and assume that this will overcome all of this and we'll get by it. Let's look at the future of Gathering Place. Last time we spoke, it was we were kind of looking ahead to Phase 2 and the museum. Where does that stand?
So, you know, the future is really exciting. I mean, it really is. And so, as everyone knows, the Children's Museum is currently under construction. And that will just add a significant component from education, from entertainment, specifically for kids. If you visited Discovery Labs before and thought it was great, I mean, this is going to be absolutely awesome and several degrees greater. I mean, the space, the activities, the STEM learning, it's just truly going to be a great addition To the Gathering Place complex, the Gathering Place community, and the folks from KKT. They're doing a phenomenal job at Crossland with that construction. Can't put a date on, you know, as you know, that's up to those folks to say when, but I can tell you the construction is coming along nicely and it's exciting. And you may have seen recently the dam construction on the new bridge that we built on the Arkansas River that will connect the East Bank to the West Bank. And this will be an iconic bridge that will help to define the waterway in such a cool way that Tulsans and Oklahomans will be able to enjoy the river. I draw a reference to how the Chicago waterfront is and all the activities that happen along the waterfront, from sunbathers to fishing to just enjoying the ambiance and the aesthetics of it. And also, I'm not sure if everyone's aware, there's also going to be a wave machine for kayaking and canoeing that will be attached. It will be a safe channel that will be a part of the expansion that will allow Tulsans to get out in the water and enjoy the water. So again, this will redefine how Tulsans enjoy the waterfront area. And so we're thankful for the city of Tulsa and all they have done in making the bridge project a reality.
It'll be a great addition. And I've heard about some of the changes that they're looking at, and it's mostly because of, you know, city funding and that sort of thing. But it's, as I understand, going to be designed by the same architect that did your adventure playground. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. And so Michael Van Valkenburg and Associates are doing the design as well. And it's important for the consistency. So there's continuity as you leave the park and travel across the bridge, and likewise continuity with the Children's Museum. And the hope is that the waterfront area around Gathering Place evolves into this regional destination that helps to define Tulsa as a cool place to live, work, and play. And so, yeah, expect nothing but a world-class design and a world-class product once the folks of Michael Van Valkenburg teamed up with the city of Tulsa. So pretty cool stuff coming in. I'm optimistic about what will happen in the future. We just have to find a way to get this COVID thing behind us.
Yeah, I was just thinking about some of the things that you had planned at Gathering Place. And, you know, my first thought today, I went back 2 years into my photos and was looking at the Roots concert and just how many thousands of people were there and how it's too bad you're not doing that again today. And who knows when you will next. So when you said the linear thing is an option, what are some other things that people can go do today? I mean, obviously you can go walk the trails and be around, but talk a little bit about what's the same and what's actually closed. Like, I'm curious about the restaurants and the ice cream shop and everything.
Sure. So the park is open. It's open in its entirety right now. And there is still, you're absolutely right, Skylar, there's still a lot to be done. I can tell you that our ridership through bikers, joggers, walkers, scooters have increased tremendously on the trail in front of the Gathering Place, even over prior years, because folks are getting out walking, jogging. 70 acres of the park, beautiful landscaping, over 1.2 million plants and shrubs, over 6,000 trees. The beautiful gardens and wildflowers is open and with an outdoor. Now is the time, as the weather starts to get a little cooler, to get out and enjoy the great outdoors. Our restaurants are open with the exception of Fiesta. You know, social distancing does not lend well for a small restaurant. And so that is still closed, and really the only part of our park that's still closed. But you can still go to Red Bud and enjoy your pastries and your ice cream and a cup of coffee. You can still enjoy the patio. We have carts out. And so a lot of Tulsans are enjoying the great outdoors, and in many cases, re-engaging the great outdoors, re-establishing, rediscovering the great outdoors and what it means to get out to walk and not be cramped up in a social distance space. And so there's so much things to do. And of course, the Adventure Playground area with over a dozen slides in our entire park, but the Adventure Playground area continues to be the main drive, specifically for kids, toddlers to about age 11, and we see them. Stroller moms are still coming early in the morning and leaving before it gets too dark, too hot, I should say, and dark. But the park is still being experienced. Yes, our numbers are off pre-COVID. They are off. But in the last 6 weeks, we're certainly starting to see a return with some robust visitations. And we thank everyone in advance for wearing their mask and exercising social distancing.
I'm curious about the features. You mentioned all the trees and the shrubbery and all the beauty that was incorporated into Gathering Place. And you're there every day, so you can see it evolve. And if I go today, I would probably be shocked because things have grown and changed. So from day one, 2 years ago, to today, how has the landscape changed? Because that's the whole idea, right? This thing will always change. Trees will grow. Things will evolve.
That's right, Skylar. You're so right. And, you know, we planted a lot of mature plants intentionally that when our first time visitors, it wouldn't just look like a sparse new park. And we've also, with Michael Van Luckenberg and Associates, were able to save over 600 trees, mature trees. But I will tell you, I've heard it quite a bit from visitors who have not been in the park since opening, who are now out. And they're just blown away with how much the landscape has matured. And, you know, we actually planted a lot of the landscapes a year in advance. So they're seeing 3 years of full maturity, and the canopy is just so much stronger. And really, we have over, I think, 16 different type of soil mixtures that are scientifically created to support the type of plants and topography that's supported in there. And truly, we're starting to see a lot of, the landscape has grown in tremendously and just looks absolutely beautiful. And I certainly have to thank Stacy and the horticulture team for taking care of our second most important assets. Our first is our employees.
Yeah, and speaking of, I know you guys had to make a tough decision there and some layoffs were involved, right?
Yeah, man. You know, this COVID has significantly impacted the hospitality industry from a global point of view. Parks in Asia and Europe have closed and have laid off in Australia. The Orlando, the vacation capital of the world, has gone through laying off and adjustments. And so we are not immune. And unfortunately, we had to do some layoffs and some furloughing. We were able to bring some furloughed folks back. But it has devastated us in, you know, hiring an awesome team and not able to have that team with you. But we're hopeful. We're hopeful there'll come a time when the business will return and we'll be able to start hiring back in large numbers again.
How is your team operating? Do you have people working from home or is everybody there?
Yeah, everybody's here. Everybody's hands on. You know, this last weekend, albeit it was a holiday weekend, but we had over 16,000 visitors in the park on Sunday. And so it fluctuates on the weekend. But yeah, everyone is here working and we're practicing our social distancing internally within our work groups and externally out in the park. We're washing and following all the CDC requirements. If you're not familiar with Tulsa Safely, that was Visit Tulsa endorsed initiative where restaurants, hotels, and parks that are practicing CDC recommended best practices, all aligned and able to partake in Tulsa Safely. And so our team, we're doing what we can to be safe, but also to be visible and available for the community of Tulsa and ensuring that visitors can come to our park and have a good time.
I'm kind of blown away with that number you just gave me. It was 16,000 Sunday alone?
16,000 Sunday alone, you know, and we've been averaging close to 9,000 and 10,000 in some cases on some of our weekdays. But obviously last weekend was a holiday and that a lot of folks wanted to get out. But on those days, it feels like nothing changes. And thankfully our visitors are wearing their masks. And we also have free masks available. If you're going in the building, it's mandated. You must wear a mask inside a building, but outdoors you're recommended, but not mandated. And so, that's an ordinance by the city of Tulsa, mind you. But nevertheless, 16,000, man, it felt good.
That's awesome. Tony, I'll let you go. I've taken up enough time here. I really appreciate the last minute call from this morning. What else would you like to let people know on your 2-year anniversary?
You know, Skylar, I would say let's stay hopeful. Let's look forward to a time, a post-COVID day when we'll get back to some normal. Go out, visit your attractions, visit the zoo, visit the aquarium, visit the museums. Come out to your Tulsa's Gathering Place, Tulsa's Riverfront Park. Enjoy your park. spend time with family, and thank you for making the Gathering Place what it is. The support has been overwhelming, and even though it has been 2 years, Skylar, we still hear the appreciation and the positive remarks from our visitors when they visit the park. So we're just fortunate to be a part of this, and happy for the city of Tulsa.
Gathering Place Executive Director Tony Moore.